Okay. This is Monk Anita from the Absolute Monastery. This is the first talk of a series of talks that is going to come, and the series is called Mombaruzzo. Now, what is Mombaruzzo? Mombaruzzo is a teensy weensy village in Italy, Piemonte, and it's quite a bold village. It sits right on top of a hill and is surrounded by endless hills of vineyards. It's rather beautiful. It has four churches. And in the middle of the town, of the village, sits, how do I say that, a huge villa. Yeah, you could say a palace. And this palace is called Villa Prato. And me, that's Anita, and also John, that's another monk of the monastery, had the privilege to live in this palace in the middle of this village for 4 months. And the stories that are going to come, all these blessings I like to talk about, they happen in this villa and in this village. Today I like to talk about Johnny Bo. Johnny Bo is a young man. He lives in Mombaruzzo. I got to know him, well, not sure how I got to know him. One evening he stood in the villa and we started sharing beautiful times, eating together, and he very much grew close to me in his way of living. He lives somehow a quiet, simple, extremely happy life. And I didn't know much about him, really. And then I got to know him a little better, and I found out that he's a doctor. He actually only lives in Mombaruzzo during the weekend. And during the week, he lives in Torino and runs an eye laser clinic. And he's extremely successful. He's very, very good. And that already astonished me, because you don't look for that in Mombaruzzo. It's somehow like I had a certain picture of this village, like filled with farmers or maybe people that make amarettis. That's a cookie they produce in this village. But I didn't see that all these people have extreme talents and go out and live them. And now the story jumps from me to John. John wears glasses, and he always dreamed of operating his eyes with laser to be able to throw the glasses away. And the first time Johnny was in our house in the villa, they got talking and found out, oh wow, you do these operations. And Johnny said how much they charge for each eye. It's 1,900 euro for each one. So that dream was somehow put in a drawer because it looked like unreachable. And then the months passed and we got closer and just had a ball sharing. And one evening the talk got back to the eyes. And then out of the blue, while we were actually preparing a meal in our huge kitchen, Johnny Bo offered, hey, I could do your eyes. Don't you want to do that? I thought that's your dream. And then John said, oh, I love it. And he said, I give you a special price. And so John said, well, how much is it? And Johnny said, well, 1,500 euro. And of course, John thought that's each eye. And then Johnny said, for both eyes. And so John asked, are you sincere? I mean, you said for both eyes. And he said, yes, for both. And the thing is, Johnny talks. So John asked again, are you sincere? And what I really have to say is that John and Johnny talked like English and Italian mixed together, because Johnny speaks quite well English. And so that there was probably a feeling like maybe I misunderstood him. So they got that clear, and right away they shook hands. Yes, I'm going to do that. When can I come? Well, next Monday, no problem. So they started talking about it, and the beauty about it is that for Johnny, it's a fun game. He never made a big deal about it. It was just something, you come, I do it, it's perfect, that's it. And it was so beautiful. So, say that again?
Confident.
Yeah, very confident guy. And, yeah, I mean, there is a lot to say about Johnny, too, about his character. He's, I think, a true gentleman. As they say in Italy, he's a true vero signore, really beautiful. And you will see also when this, towards the end of the story why I say that. That's only one nuance of that man. So John went for his first operation and all went perfectly. And Johnny got him to come to check the eyes and was really somehow not concerned, just caring. Not worried, but caring and looking all is perfect, perfectly done. So the next date.
Appointment
is the word for the second eye. And in between, there were 2 weeks in between, there must have come up a doubt in John, can that be true, €1,500 for both eyes. And we didn't yet have the money on the table visually. We knew it in our heart, it's there, but it wasn't on the table. So that doubt was there. So Johnny called and said, I would like to see you on Friday and talk with you. Before, that was the Friday before the second operation. And that was quite a kind of a challenge because really John had to work his mind clear. Hey, all is in divine order. It's clear what's going on. I have to be clear in my heart. I know it's all perfect and I've got the money and all is perfect. So Friday came and it was a little bit of a tension in the air, but Johnny didn't come. Because for Johnny, he had sensed the doubt, and jumped somehow into it, but it's not really him. He realized that probably, and it was like gone for him. He had totally forgotten this appointment. It was out of his mind. He never mentioned it again. It was totally gone. So next Monday, John went to Torino to get the second eye operated. And the technician from the, who handles all the machines while Johnny operates, didn't show up. And that was quite strong, quite powerful. So John had to come home and his eye wasn't done. So there was still something around. So for Johnny, no problem. He said, okay, come next Monday, it will all be perfect. That was actually perfect because during this week till next Monday, the money came in very naturally, just flew in, and it was exactly enough for the €1,500. So John, as soon as he had it in his hand, called Johnny and said, oh, and I bring the money along. And Johnny said, oh, sure, okay, no problem. So next Monday, he went to Torino, and I went along. I wanted to see what's going on. And we met Johnny, and before the operation, we sat in like a meeting room and just had a happy chat. And Johnny talked about his work and very objectively talked about that at the moment people seem to be more cautious. They don't just jump in and do that operation. They think longer. So he hasn't so many customers right now. So to me that sounded like business is actually not going so well, but that's not what he meant. He just objectively talked about his job. And then John took out the money out of his pocket and it was like rolled up and with rubber gum around and put it on the table. So Johnny looked at it and he laughed and laughed and said, oh, that's the American way, isn't it, to pay. So he took the money and just wanted to put it in his pocket without counting. And then John said, why don't you at least count it, just to see that I did the right thing. Because he wanted the confirmation he paid him right. And he, for him it was important to pay before the information in case there should be something. So John then finally took the rubber gum off, started counting and giggled through the whole time, and then he looked at it for a moment, took €250 notes out of the heap, rolled it up again, put it casually in his pocket, and threw the $50 notes over the table to John. And the feeling, I can only describe what went on in me, and I could see it in John's face. That was nearly overwhelming. That was such a generosity, I could hardly believe it. And that touched me inside. I could not put it in my head. It was right in my heart. That was so meaningful. I could hardly grasp it, what's going on at that table. And Johnny, you know, just a couple of minutes ago, he talked about his business. And 5 minutes later, he's throwing money out. He's just throwing it over the table. That's such a...
Unlimited.
Unlimited generosity. And for me, I saw that generosity is really abundance. And then I thought, okay, if that touches me so much and means so much, hey, that's me too. That's me. I can do that. That's why I see it. And that was great because that gave me an enormous freedom. I started just giving things out and just give it away, even though I looked like I don't have it. It was really beautiful. Just thought, such a simple person and such a life joy and such givingness. I can't describe it more. It's just a pure picture of givingness and pure abundance. Yeah, I think that's enough for the first story. See you at the next story.
Wow.